the hardest step. But if I truly believe that all is oneness, that the world is mirroring what's inside of me, then what action must I take to heal what's outside, what I see outside of myself? If I really believe there's one presence, one power, I have to look within. And I've come to the conclusion that the world I see can only be healed by contemplative activism, starting within and then taking action in the outer world. Action that demonstrates interbeingness and oneness, being the change, becoming a new kind of presence on the earth, bringing a new consciousness to this planet. Are you ready to be a part of that?
Yes.
It's an evolutionary process for us, because it's not for the faint of heart. To own your own projections and to heal them within you, that's transformational work. Make no mistake about it. It's not about just navel gazing, right? We don't just stay in the role of consumer when it comes to our spiritual journey. This is when we hop in the driver's seat and say, you know what, I'm cleaning up my shadow material, my own projections, I'm making the unconscious conscious, and only then am I taking co-creative action that brings peace to this world, free from the contamination of my past. And when we really experience our divine connection, action and prayer become one. Our hearts widen to include all beings on the earth, including the suffering, the oppressed, the hungry, the homeless, the degradation of the planet and wildlife, as well as those who are not engaging the world with an enlightened heart, even them. And to not only have compassion for all of it, but to see it as a reflection of the allness of which we are a part, only by allying with our innate wholeness is a healed world possible. And this is what happens when we make God reality in our life instead of just an idea or a concept. So first, I felt all those feelings that I mentioned earlier, and I wrote about them. I journaled about them. I worked them out until I felt complete and ready to do the work. And when I entered the stillness, I asked for guidance as to what was mine to do, and I was led to working with the mirror. And I got the realization that I needed to face where in my psyche I was behaving the very same way as the folks I was busily condemning. And guess what? I could find it. I didn't want to, but I realized that that's the key from moving from consumer to co-creator, owning my projections. But I did it with compassion, not with condemnation. No point beating ourselves up for being human. Let's not do that. Can we be in agreement on that?
Yes.
But I looked at my own behavior and I saw that it was motivated by fear. And I felt self-compassion arising for how hard it is to feel that way and to be in all of this and try to keep our hearts open. And how that can run our behavior. Fear. And I felt great compassion for all who are stuck in unconscious behavior, fear-driven, trying to find peace outside of ourselves, it'll never work. And as I widened my circle of compassion to encompass all those I had previously judged and condemned, I felt such peace, like you can't imagine, and empowerment. I felt the oneness. I felt the connection. And I realized that blaming others is part of being a spiritual consumer. It's still sourcing my well-being and my worth outside of myself. It's the other side of the coin. And this is what spirituality is about. Healing the planet by healing ourselves from the illusion of separation and then taking action from that clear, healthy place with love and compassion, becoming a new presence on the earth. What John Bradshaw calls compulsive spirituality, that's a way to avoid the messiness of emotional healing. But I gotta tell you, it's in the messiness that is the real gold. So use whatever's showing up in your world authentically as a tool for transformation. as a tool for your spiritual evolution. It takes courage to do this work, I have to tell you. It takes courage to be authentic, but the world needs our courage. It needs us all to be courageous, to move from God as a wonderful idea to using the power of the divine to create something new, to boldly go where no one has gone before, to the moon and back. And I love that the prayer for protection went along for the ride 50 years ago, and that the Unity poem, oops, I went the wrong way. We're still at that fork in the road, folks, sorry. And that the Unity poem, I Am There, went a couple years later and is still up there. The Unity message of one presence, one power has made it to the moon. But we have to put it into practice on Earth. And this is how we do it. And every single one of us can do this work, no matter who we are. A British activist named Adam Curl writes, "The social worker, the teacher, the wise legislator, or the good neighbor is just as much a peacemaker as the woman or man unraveling some lethal international entanglement." And I would say even more so. Every one of us has the opportunity to be the presence of peace in the midst of all of the messiness. And if we stay the course, listening to our hearts, getting guidance on just the next step, and then trusting its lead and taking that step with faith and with confidence, Spirit will reveal the way. The author Tana Keeves calls the heart our uncanny prophet. What does your uncanny prophet say to you? Think of it as a divine agreement that we have with our deeper selves. I ask, I listen, I take the next step, and then I do it again. And the deeper part tells us what to do. We must own our divine nature by continuously embodying it more and more and more. So never discount the value of this work. The ego says, don't bother working within. You have bigger fish to fry. You need to be changing the world. Yes, and this is how we do it. But don't take my word for it. Don't believe a word I say. Try it for yourself. When we consciously emanate an energetic field of heart-centered compassion and appreciation, it has an effect. It makes a difference. This is a picture of two saliva samples that were taken from the same person. The first is in a stressed-out state. And then, after a few minutes of getting into heart-centered coherence, that's the difference. The one on the left is me, after sinking into the breaking news blues. Chaotic, an emotional mess, unable to think straight. The one on the right is what happens when we come into alignment with the beauty of the heart that eternally lives within us. Coherence, oneness, giving rise to a clarity of purpose and understanding, access to divine wisdom. Mahatma Gandhi, one of my personal heroes, is quoted as saying this, "If a single person achieves the highest kind of love, it will be sufficient to neutralize the hate of millions." Are you that person? Are you ready to move from consumer to co-creator?
Yes.
Say it like you mean it.
Yes.
Here's the steps. Begin by taking time for meditation every day. Check in with the spirit within you. Take the time and activate a feeling of gratitude and compassion that can help to open your heart. And as it opens, ask it. Ask your heart, the uncanny prophet within. What's the next step for you to make the world a better place? And listen and act on it. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, "We need a little more compassion, and if we cannot have it, then no politician or even a magician can save the planet. It's up to us, and I'm here to tell you that being a presence of peace on the planet, one heart at a time, is not only the vehicle for transformation, it is the ultimate antidote to the breaking news blues." Oh. turned on the news one day and regretted my choice. When I saw what was happening, I raised my voice. Yelling at the TV screen, I saw the light. This triggering moment was making me fight. So I turned off the TV, said goodbye to the news. I turned to my heart to heal my breaking news blues.
Well, I turned my heart to heal my breaking heart blues. Whoa, yeah.
That was great. Thank you.
Charlie, what was that bass part that you were going to play?
I don't recall being offered to have practice with you and Sean. Is the next practice session at your lake house? Well, unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred, and for forgiveness in the presence of injury. Unity honors the many names to God, the many paths to God, for we know that there is only one power and one presence and one life. So wherever you are and whoever you are on your journey of transformation, you are always welcome here. We especially like to welcome anyone who